KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, some fog in some areas. And at 66 degrees, we look for the fog this morning to burn off in partly cloudy skies the rest of the day with a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening recognized Atlantic Police Officer Cameron Ward, who was promoted during the meeting by Chief Dave Erickson to sergeant. Ward's father, an Omaha police officer, slash Millard North Middle School Resource Officer, Tony Ward, pinned the badge on his son after he was sworn in. Cameron Ward joined the APD in 2016. He's a native of Griswold and a GHS graduate. Mayor Dave Jones also recognized Chris Dvorak for her 30 years of service with the Atlantic Police Department, and the council recognized Krista Wiskus for her 20 years of service to the Atlantic Public Library. In other business, the council approved or passed the following: an order to close the alley behind the Fireside Lounge on to 7th Street from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. on July the 11th for a street dance. They also passed the third and final reading of an ordinance amending the animal shelter's fee schedule, the second reading of an ordinance amending city code with regard to curfew, and the council approved the first reading of an amended ordinance pertaining to tree trimmer licensing. They held and passed the first reading of an amended ordinance pertaining to peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants with regard to the addition of mobile food vendors and requirements for those people. They also passed the first reading of an ordinance concerning doing business with the City of Atlantic, which adds requirements for persons and businesses to have insurance requirements. And the council passed the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to large truck vehicle parking, which we've discussed previously. That was also discussed at the CPC meeting a couple of weeks ago. The city council in Walnut is set to hold a meeting at the Walnut Community Center and online at GoToMeeting this evening. Their session begins at 5 o'clock. Among the items on their agenda is discussion and possible action on the first reading of an ordinance amending the code of ordinances with regard to provisions that pertain to water service being discontinued and customer deposits, discussion of the Walnut Community and Fitness Center and Family Incorporated lease renewal, the appointment of a City of Walnut zoning administrator. A housing rehabilitation grant will be discussed along with property maintenance, discussion of the City of Walnut sesquicentennial celebration, and information with regard to the quarterly inspection of city property, to name a few. You can find the link to that online GoToMeeting session for later on this evening at our news page at KJAN.com in this same story. Well, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund recently donated $2,500 to the Atlantic Little League. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, says the money will be used for fencing improvements to the fields. Although a normal season wasn't held this year due to COVID-19, Petty says the board that continued to do work on the fields and grounds and to update them and have them ready to go for clinics that were held along with different travel teams and this year the AHS softball program. She says Atlantic should be very proud of the facilities that are available for our children to play on. Petty says baseball was one of the fund's favorite things to help with because Trevor played ball from the time he was 5 years old all the way through college. After college, he continued to play on town leagues, and it was a true passion of his, she says. Reminder, the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be happening in just over a month on August the 8th at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. Melanie Petty says, we look forward to a great day of golf and hope to see a lot of people out there. There's still time to sign up your team to golf, donate an item for their silent auction, or sponsor a hole. All the money's raised is given back to the community that Trevor loved. The Trevor Frederickson Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and Petty says they look forward to another year of giving back to the community. The Iowa Department of Public Health today says as of 6 a.m., no new deaths resulting from the COVID-19 virus had been reported since Wednesday. The toll remains at 717. However, 411 people tested positive for COVID-19 for a total of 29,701. Negative test results amount to 283,012. That's 4,065 more than yesterday. And those who have recovered from the virus, number 742. In regional medical center coordination data, or RMCC, 145 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 compared to 149 yesterday. 36 are in an ICU. That's one less than yesterday. 18 were admitted to a hospital as compared to 29 on Wednesday. And 18 remain on a ventilator. That's three less than reported earlier. There was no change in the RMCC Region 4 data for Western and Southwest Iowa. And long-term care facility outbreaks remain at 20. Among those facilities, 558 persons, both patients and or staffs, have tested positive. Recoveries amount to 430, while COVID-19 deaths at LTCs amount to 381. Also, there's not been much change in area county COVID-19 data, except to say that Audubon County has one less positive case. Shelby County has two more positive cases for a total of 108, and two more persons have recovered for a total of 81 in Shelby County. Pottawatomie County's numbers show 712 positive cases, an increase of 21, 599 recovered, and that's 11 more than yesterday. In the funeral announcements, David North, age 60, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for David North will be today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deborah Ann Deb Gross, age 63, of Erling, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Deb Gross will be today at 11 a.m. at the Faith Family Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Almond Ohms, age 89, of Omaha, died Sunday. Graveside services for Almond Gary Ohms will be today at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Harold Jens, age 86, of Avoca, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Harold Jens will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Ann Berry, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Irwin, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Ruth Ann Berry will be next Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Phyllis Hancock, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Hancock will be Monday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Family requests that masks be worn during the service and visitation. Carol Patricia Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. A celebration of life memorial service for Carol Smith will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. The Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home and Crematory in Council Bluffs has arrangements. John Carnes, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 19th. The memorial service with military rites for John Carnes will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Carrie Reese, age 96, of Avoca, died Saturday. Memorial services for Carrie Reese will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Etha Carnes, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Etha Carnes will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. James Lauren Brown, age 51, of Oakland, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Interment for James Brown will be at a later date. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Verda Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. Private graveside services will be held for Verda Mae Larson, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Sean King, age 62, of Ute, died Saturday in Adair. Private services will be held for Sean King. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Margaret Slepsky, age 87, of Atlantic, died June 24th. Cremation has taken place, and there are no local services for Margaret Slepsky. Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Doug Williams are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.